from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Kevin King sitting down with us right now, fresh off the practice field. Kevin, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
Hey. Doing very well. Thank you for the time.
Appreciate you, man. And we talking about your journey and everything. Obviously, we wanted to know about it, but the journey to get to where you were. I know it's a preseason game and whatever, but for you, what did it mean for you to go out there? All the stuff you went through previous 2 years to get to that moment.
Yeah. Looking back on it, it definitely was a lot, you know. But I was built for it. You know, I feel like going into it, I knew that this was something that I was going to come through another side of. It was something that I made a promise to myself, made a promise to my family. And sometimes it's kind of hard to block those outside noises, you know what I mean? Because, you know, people, I didn't really explain myself to a lot of people. Even when I decided to take the initial year off, I really, didn't tell many people about what I was doing. I sent my family down and my agent down and told them, you know, explicitly what I was doing. So it was a lot of, unknown kind of left in the air. You just hear a lot of stuff like, oh, did he get cut? Or, he can't get back in. Right. Like, oh, how's it going to be getting back in type of thing? You still playing? Or, what you doing now? What you doing? That was a challenge for me, just trying to, kind of tunnel vision and stay the course with things. But, I had a great support system, kept my head down. Knew what I wanted to accomplish, and came out on the other side a better football player and a better human being.
Why did you make that choice?
God put it on my heart. God put it on my heart. It was I played 5 years for the Packers, and through those 5 years, each year I had gotten hurt. My off seasons were just my first 2 years I ended on IR. Then my next year I had I had 3 labrum surgeries on my shoulders. I had both sides of my groins done. And then, my last year I was just getting hurt on kind of like fluke stuff. It was kind of game time decision after game time decision. It was, kind of real tough on my mental. And that was just something that after my 5th year, I was pretty healthy. I was a free agent and I told myself the type of person, the type of athlete I am, I know I could play in this league until I don't want to anymore. Right. And that's just, everybody has their own, reality of things. But with me, that's the reality that, God has given me. And so I knew that if I wanted to play another, 5 to 10 years in this league, that I had to get my body right and I had to get my mind right. So after that year, I was a free agent. I said, okay, I want to take this time off. To really have a year to actually make those gains, get better, get smarter, get my body right to that college type of shape. I hadn't, like I said, every year I would just rehab just enough to go back and then, go under the needle again type of thing. And that was just a pattern that it was. So I decided to get my body right, did that. And then God told me that it wasn't time just yet, and then I had my Achilles, and then so I had to get through that. It's kind of thing of, how far are you willing to sprint when you don't know the destination. Right. So, I'm in it.
And we talk about this a lot, and I've been through that, some similar to that. The the loneliness of that, because you talk about your support system, but yet it's you mm-hmm. that's going through all that. What about that journey after you say you took that year off and then you're revving back up, getting ready, and then another, you know, unfortunate thing happens to you? How was that time different from the time you took off? Outside of the painful part of rehabbing an Achilles.
Right.
On your mental side.
Man, I think it kind of went hand in hand. You know, I think it wasn't really kind of a compound thing. I think that me taking that time off got me ready to go for that next year mentally. When I was taking that time off, I did a lot of, you know, searching and stuff for my body, but also, you know, with my mind and just my journey. You know what I mean? As, you know, I'm 29 right now, so I feel like kind of that, you know, you hit 25 and everything kind of changes, and you know, in your head and kind of what you think about the world and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, COVID was, you know, a lonely time. And so I had a lot of time by myself to kind of think about, you know, really just everything, you know, what I kind of thought about things and kind of, you know, stuff like that. So that really kind of gave me a lot of perspective of things. And I told myself that, you know, I wasn't, when I came back, it wasn't really about the result. You know, the journey that I took, you know, it was me becoming a man, you know, me becoming a better in my body. And I knew that regardless of what the result is, that journey is still going,
right.
You know, so it wouldn't matter if, like I said, I come back and, you know, have a pick, do my thing, it's next day work. You know, it doesn't matter because, you know, the next game can be whatever. So I remember actually when I did it, when I tore my Achilles, I knew it instantly, you know, and I'm just like, wow, like. All right, now let's see.
Right.
You know, let's see. They always tell you that's kind of the kiss of death type of thing, but I don't really like to go into things with, you know, my own preconceived notions. So it's kind of like, all right, well, you know, let's see how this thing goes. So let's see what type of person I come out, you know, on the end of that. So I'm proud of that too.
Yeah, no doubt. Kevin King joining us, Falcons cornerback. When's the last time you felt physically like you feel now?
Well, I'm a little sore.
Right? It is.
I don't mean post practice. You know what I mean? Big picture.
Yeah.
I know you guys are running a little extra after, so I get it.
It's crazy. Today I seen something that said it was my first game in 30 months.
Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, that is crazy to say and kind of read. And it, you know, it felt like that, you know, but I actually feel pretty good, you know, with everything considered. I feel good. And these are the moments that when I was off, you know, kind of like, man, like, be present, you know. It's so easy to, you know, I'm sore, you know, I just played, and, you know, and then come out here and kind of go through the motions with things, you know. But these are our times, you know, when we can fight the mind and, you know, get the body to do those things that it needs to do, you know, come to later on in the season.
How has it been being a Falcon and everything? Obviously, you said we all know your time at Green Bay and everything like that, but now you're Atlanta Falcon. How has this transition been playing here? What do you think of the system with Raheem, everybody that's around you?
Yeah, it's been great. This is it's definitely different from Green Bay, just in terms of a city. You know, I mean, it is a little bit kind of out of the city. But just, you know, being around the city, being in a culture kind of thing, you could feel it. A lot more culture, well, different culture,
right.
You know. And it's kind of like it's different playing, you know, for a team like Green Bay and then playing for actual, like, big city type of feel, you know. Got a lot of family, you know, coming in and out and stuff. It's kind of easier to get to the airports and whatnot. but I like it. You know, I think it's a great thing for me to come in later on in my career. I think Green Bay was a great place to, you know, start your career off. Not too many, just you know, big on football, great winning culture type of thing. You know, learn how to bring those type of things to an organization like this. You know, so but I'm loving my time here.
When you have some, I would assume, comfortability with at least one of the coaches, Jimmy Lake. I know he was a part of the staff when you were at Washington. Is he part of the reason why you're – I don't know how the timeline all syncs up. Uh-huh. I don't know if you signed before he was hired or whatever, but is he part of the reason why you're here?
Yes and no. I feel like, you know, it was – the stars kind of aligned. You know, the stars kind of aligned. The Falcons were actually a team that I was talking to a little bit right before I tore my Achilles as well. You know, so it kind of overlapped in that sense. And there was a few teams that I, you know, had some workouts and stuff set up with and that I had some relationships with. you know, it was kind of maybe three or four teams that, you know, I had my eyes set on when I was coming back. But definitely, you know, to have guys on the staff, Coach Gray, Coach Jerry Gray, as well as Coach Lake and Coach Hood. Coach Hood was a part of the staff at Green Bay as well. Mm. You know, so having a lot of guys who I trust and really, you know, can trust me and, you know what type of player I am and, you know, can really tap into my confidence, you know, and let me do that on the field. That's big.
How has it been playing in this system with Jimmy? You know, I mean, the system, we talked to Jesse, cover three is cover three. Man is man, two, all that other stuff. But how has it been for you adjusting or fitting yourself in to this scheme that they play here?
Yeah, no, it's a great scheme. You know, it's definitely a great scheme. I played in it somewhat, you know, a little bit in Green Bay and when I was at Washington. But just to see how, you know, how it has grown since then. You know, it's a lot of new stuff, a lot of new wrinkles. And, you know, that's the big thing with coordinators. This is all a chess game,
right?
You know, trying to, because like you said, cover three is cover three. So if they see us in that single high, you know, every defense has its beaters, you know. So
right.
It's up to us to kind of show them one thing, you know, and then, you know what they're trying to do and, you know, kind of just play off of it like that. So Jimmy has done a great job of evolving his system, doing things. Like I said, he's given us things I've never seen before, you know, and this is my eighth year playing. So, he definitely, you know, come up to the times, but I think we got the personnel to do all type of things back there.
Kevin King joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. You played against Kirk Cousins for years in the division.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, got him a couple times.
Yeah, you're not mistaken.
Not good. Good. Glad the internet didn't lie to me. What can you tell Falcons fans about him as someone who played against him now that they're going to be rooting for him?
Yes. It's crazy because right when I seen, you know, that Kirk was going to the Falcons.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I'm like, man, I like that. Kirk is a guy who, even playing against him, you know, he was dangerous. You know, he's a guy that's real smart. He's a guy that's going to know what's going on back there. And also, he's a guy that's not scared. You know, he's a guy that's going to put it out there, especially if he trusts his guys. I played, you know, against him, and, you know, to where he's going to his big guys, you know, and giving him a chance. And I love quarterbacks like that. You know, not everything is going to be, you know, drawn up or, you know, done the perfect way. You know, but if you got guys out there that can go get it, you know, sometimes you got to give those guys a chance. So, I think Kirk, especially with the pieces that we have around him, and especially the dominant defense that we're going to be, it sets up very well, in my opinion.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. But we appreciate you. My partner's a big alum now.
I don't want to make it all
He had
about
to
that.
Show you his dub and everything.
It's always
like that.
About that.
Of course it is.
Always
all
about
right,
that.
Of course
right,
it
man.
Is.
Hey, man, we appreciate
it
you. We appreciate you, Kev, man. And,
Thank you, man,
you stay healthy, brother, man. And we are really hoping that everything works out for you.
We're rooting for you.
We are so rooting for you, brother.
I appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Thank
God
for having me on.
Kevin King there, Falcons Corner, Husky legend. Nice enough to spend some time with us. I don't want to make the
good luck, brother. Good luck, man. Good luck, brother.
Yeah, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.